This is Grace Lynn Keller with the Becker's Private Equity Podcast, and I'm so excited today to be joined by Liz Hudson, who is the principal consultant and owner at EGH. So Liz, before we jump into the questions, could you please introduce yourself?
Absolutely. Great to talk with you, Grace, and I'm looking forward to this discussion. As you said, I'm Liz Hudson. I'm the founder and principal consultant of EGH Consulting. We're based in the Chicagoland area, but we have partners throughout the country. We're a group that serves mostly healthcare product and service companies. 100% of our business is private equity. We cover a wide variety of project types, but we're really pretty well known for two areas in particular. One is merger and acquisition transition management, and the other is product development expertise, both in marketing and in R&D.
That's absolutely wonderful. So I'm going to jump right into our questions here. So the first thing I would love to know about is, what are some of the general things that you're seeing funds do today that impress you, or things that you admire that you're seeing?
Such a good question. And I do think about this. I feel like before I can answer that question, I feel like I should start with a little bit of background on me to connect the dots on the things that impress me. I'm someone who's super passionate about healthcare, and I focus a lot of my time and energy in contributing to this area wherever I can. And I'm super lucky because my job allows me to focus on this passion and tangibly work with organizations that are focused on healthcare. So for me, when that happens, work isn't work anymore. It's a lot of fun. And as I mentioned, almost all of our work is focused on private equity and specifically in healthcare. So I'm really fortunate to have had some amazing clients along the way, and it's been great to partner with them in some shared objectives. So when I think about those shared objectives in healthcare, it's really all about excellence in the work that we do to provide great healthcare products and services to our customers. And we do that primarily through three things. One is attention to quality. Two is smart innovation. And the third thing is flawless execution. And so now I feel like with that background, I can answer that question a little bit better to say broadly, when I think of those groups, the ones that really impress me are the ones that are able to contribute to their portfolio companies using their own previous experiences. They're able to draw from and share that experience and expertise with their portfolio companies. They're the ones that make long-term investments in people, in infrastructure, in innovation. They're also the ones that have a big picture in mind, and they develop with that kind of long-term mindset. I really like these characteristics because personally, they resonate with me from a sustainable growth and a value perspective for the industry as a whole, but also specifically for the people that are making it happen.
Well, that's great. It sounds like you have a very clear idea of success and the things that you admire. And I'm sure that most of your clients are on that path as well. And speaking of, is there any specific funds that you work with or that you see doing these things?
Yeah, you know, there's one group that I feel does a particularly good job of this, and that's the Roundtable Healthcare Partners. You know, if you look at their operating team across the board, you're going to see really bright people that have previously worked at great organizations. They've had their own personal experience in the heavy lifting. They're not theoretical people. They've done this before. These are former business leaders within corporations with a phenomenal track record of success. And if you look, you'll see they've built that expertise themselves by a variety of things. You know, some of them have run business units and segments, or they've led sales forces, or they've directed finance groups, or they oversee HR, or, you know, they've built manufacturing and operations around the world. But when you're dealing with a group like that, that has done that, they're advising their portfolio companies. It comes from a place of really deep understanding of what's going to work. So that's one thing that is, you know, stands out to me about them. Another thing is, if you look at their portfolio companies, you're going to see development in people, in process, and really smart expansion. So when processes are in place and teams feel like they're part of something bigger, and they feel like someone's investing in them, they really start to shine. Their talents start to shine. They move far beyond just putting in the bare minimum, but contributing to something that's much bigger than them. So what's going to happen then is they're instinctively going to be thinking creatively. They're empowered to move forward. They're excited because they're having fun. And then lastly, I'll say if you look at their investments, Roundtable has a vision for the big picture. There's just a sincere and earnest desire to improve the world through great healthcare. So when you have that, when you have those three things, you've got great leadership, you've got investments in people and process and innovation, you've got this long-term view of investment. Coming back to the things that I mentioned before, quality, innovation, execution, that's just a natural outpouring of how things have been set up with that. And, you know, I've had the good fortune of working with this group for many years and can really personally attest to how impressive it is and how it stands out from others.
Well, that's just fantastic. So my final question for you is, where can people learn more about you and the work you're doing and EGH?
Oh, thanks, Grace. So happy to share that. We have a website that's eghllc.net, or you can certainly find me on LinkedIn, Elizabeth Hudson. And we'd love to help out. We're eager to partner with great groups that, you know, we can be an extension for and partner in any way that we can.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on the Private Equity Podcast today. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Great to talk with you too, Grace.